6:45, 1320 WILS. Today at the Capital Region International Airport, emergency training taking place. They're preparing for a potential plane crash, a simulated one at least is what they're doing. Wade Boyatt is the owner of ARFF Specialists. They are the ones behind the training. Wade, great to have you on WILS.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
And are we a small, medium-sized airport? How big are we compared to the airports you've dealt with?
Well, I would say that I would put you somewhere in the medium size, which is probably more the norm. You know, the Atlanta and Chicago. Generally, your airport is somewhere in the middle. Absolutely.
Okay. Wade, your line is not very good. I don't know if you're somewhere where you can move around a bit, maybe we can have a better signal on you. But let me ask you this. So when you're talking about a potential plane crash in our airport, a Capital Region International Airport, what's the training? What is it that officials would do?
Well, I think what the biggest problem is that we have to make sure the communities come together. And so what happens is tomorrow they run these big exercises. And what it does is it flexes our muscle. It kind of shows people that the community in a major incident can actually come together and have some positive impact on a very bad situation.
Okay. And now what would the person, because tomorrow there's going to be the actual full training on a simulated crash. Can you give me just a synopsis of what would happen once the plane goes down, crashes at the airport? What would the next steps be right there?
Well, I think what most people don't realize is that an airport such as yours has fire protection built in. Chief Patrick and his people would actually be there responding with a large truck. What would very quickly happen is the local fire departments and all the emergency services personnel would come in to offset some of their needs, because we're trying to carry some of the new aircraft out, carry as much as 550-some people. So, you know, we're talking about a major disaster, you know, things that they make movies out of.
So you're saying the airport has fire protections and there's a fire truck right there to come out instantly? Is that it?
There is. And the reason why you don't have a local fire department at an airport is because of the fact that the fuels, it's all about the fuels. Fuels and degrees. So what you need on a major incident at an aircraft, with an aircraft, is the fact that you need somebody to put the fire out immediately. And that's what those crash trucks are designed for.
Okay, so the training involves getting the truck out there or the fire equipment out right away to put the fire out. And then what are the other steps after that?
Well, very quickly we're going to have to contend with the people. Not only the people that are in the aircraft, but the people that have wandered away from the aircraft. All the loved ones that are coming in to find their people, the family members that are already waiting in the terminal, we're going to have to contend with that. We've got a major issue with fuel that's just going to run. It's going to go anywhere. It's not like a 2x4 in a house that's burning. It's going to find the low way, and it's going to find other areas to inhabit it. And that's the issue behind it, right? It's a free-flowing fire,
right.
And to try to stop it.
And that could spread quickly. No, it's
Wade
Boyatt, owner of ARFF Specialists. They're going to simulate the full plane crash tomorrow at the Capital Region International Airport. I got to say, Wade, the line wasn't great. Maybe if we can have you on tomorrow, maybe we can try to get a better line to get some more details. Wade, great to have you on WILS. Thank you.
You too, sir. Thank you very much.
Thanks.